and I want to offer my heartiest congratulations to our next guest, Councillor John Francis Flynn, who has been elected Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, who will be Mayor of Kerry, effectively, for the next year. Good morning to you, John Francis Flynn. Good morning to you, Cathaoirleach, and congratulations.
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to the good people of Kerry, and thanks very much for your kind words.
John Francis, what do you hope to achieve in your year as Cathaoirleach, as Mayor of Kerry?
Yeah, well, Tressa, look, we're living in tough times and very unusual times with what's going on and what's filtering down with the effects of the war in Ukraine, and people are feeling the cost of living, and people are feeling the effects of it. But look, there's a lot of issues. Housing, of course, is always a big one, and that's something that I'm going to be spending a lot of time trying to get more houses built. Kerry County Council have a very ambitious plan for up until 2025 to build 1,500 houses. And look, I want to ensure that in my term that plan is run smoothly, and that houses are being built. We see in my hometown of Killarglen, one of the major employers in the county, Fexico, their plan for the next 5 years is to double their workforce within the next 5 years, which is a major, major ambitious plan. And as we know, the likes of Fexco are a very ambitious company and have proved that. But we have to make sure that the facilities are there to allow them to expand. We need housing, we need facilities in the area, but not only for Fexco, but we need that throughout the county, so that other companies like Fexco, who are major employers, that they are given the chance and they have every opportunity to fulfil their ambitions and to expand their companies.
And how in tangible ways and how and tangible means are you going to help ensure that houses get built in Kerry in your year as Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council?
Well, look, I've been very vocal on housing for my own area, and even the county development plan. I was very vocal in trying to get certain things included to make sure that would happen. And I suppose our area plans that will be coming up, that's where it's going to be very important that we do things right, and that we have land zoned, and that lands that are zoned are being built on. And look, I will be working with different companies and different organisations to make sure that what we are doing in our area plan is for the betterment of our communities, and that there will be positive outcomes after it.
Is housing then your number one priority?
Well, look, housing is of course one of my number one priorities. Look, there's a number of things. We have our health services at the moment, and that's something that we're going to, and especially mental health. With the times we're living in, I think mental health is very important. And look, working with my colleagues, and look, I'm open working with voluntary groups, community groups. My door's open to working with all of them to ensure that we have a first-class health service in this county, and that there are services there for the people of Kerry when they need them, and when they fall in tough times. We need proper services, especially mental health services. When people of Kerry need them, that they will be there.
And I know that's something that's very close to your heart, John Francis, but the council doesn't really have any role when it comes to the provision of mental health services.
Well, look, I'm a politician. I work for Kerry County Council, but our job is to represent our communities, whether it's a council issue, whether it's a health, or if it's only a personal issue. We are there to work across the board. It don't have to be a Kerry County Council issue for any person to pick up the phone to me, and I want to assure people, and my door's open, especially young people, to pick up the phone, ring me. I'm the Mayor of Kerry, and I'm there for every single person in this county, no matter what their problem is or whatever their issue is. My phone is open. Ring me.
Coming back to housing, John Francis Flynn, In terms of the numbers on the housing waiting list, how are you going to help people who are in need of social housing?
It's very difficult to address at the moment. But look, the numbers on our housing list have been dropping over the past number of years. But look, it's the long and the short of it is building houses is the way we're going to sort our housing list. Over the next 3 years, it is very ambitious. And there has been houses built over the past number of years, but we need more houses built. And look, that's the only way I can see that our house, but like getting land zoned, getting things moving, that's the way we're going to start our housing list. And I suppose just another thing, Trasa, around housing, and it's our in our towns and villages, like our sewerage schemes, that's the major thing that's preventing houses from being built at the moment. We look at the likes of Kinmare and the new sewerage scheme for Kinmare and wastewater system for the likes of Kinmare, the likes of Glimbay, small little villages and towns that don't have the services, that is preventing houses being built because there is no proper services there. So look, Irish Water, along with my colleagues, I'll be trying to organise meetings with Irish Water because that is a big stumbling block and has been, and there has been planning applications refused because there's no proper services there. And unless we have proper infrastructure in our towns and villages, it is going to be a stumbling block going forward. So we're going to have to try and make sure and put on plenty of pressure on Irish Water to make sure that them services are provided.
And just briefly on that, John Francis, and it's clear how ambitious and how excited you are about your tenure and your year ahead as Cathaoirleach, as Mayor of Kerry. But do politicians, not just county councillors, but do politicians in general have to be bolder about this? And you talk there about inadequate or infrastructure for wastewater, for water systems, for sewerage is hampering development, is hampering housing development. And I'm just thinking of a case, a situation that recently arose at an MD meeting, a municipal district meeting for Castle Island Cork Cuguina, where councillors were told that there are currently no plans to develop social housing in Aunascall or Lispole because of a lack of wastewater treatment capacity. Do councillors need to be bolder? Councillors, when it comes to property tax, they have control over that. An increase in property tax would allow more services. And in more general terms, and I know it's not the area of responsibility for councillors, but Irish Water might say, well, we can only put in the infrastructure. We're hampered by the funds that we're getting because we don't have a water charge in this country.
Yeah, well, look, one of the first things then I'll be doing is inviting Darragh O'Brien to Kerry.
That's the housing minister.
That the housing minister, but he would also he would also have responsibility over the likes of Irish Water and stuff like that. So, like, what I will be doing is inviting him to the county because, look, we need, and other ministers as well. We had Eamon Ryan down here last week. We had Stephen Donnelly down here. But, like, it needs to be across the board, you know, with all councillors, meeting with our council and not just party politics. And I think that has to be stopped. I think, you know, when a minister comes to the county, it has to be across the board and for the betterment of the county and not just a photo opportunities and gone again. That's no good for the county. And what I want to do is invite ministers, all ministers, to this county to sit in our chambers. In fairness now to Eamon Ryan, he came in, he sat before us last week, and it was, and the councillors respected him for that. But we need other ministers to come, sit before us, and take our questions, you know, because that's, and collectively work with my colleagues. Okay. You know, that's what we want.
Well, we'll leave it there, and I want to wish you very best of luck for the year ahead, Fianna Fáil Councillor John Francis Flynn, who has some strong words for government ministers, including some from his own party. He's been elected Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council.